You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Dr. Jordan Peterson from Canada has written a book. He is, I believe, a psychologist from the university there, and that he wrote a book called 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. And we're in a chaotic world right now. We're in such a chaotic world. And he wrote 12 basic rules, and people are demanding him from all around the world to come speak. I mean, over 100 different cities in the world. Thousands are coming. Millions are watching his videos on YouTube, and people are so hungry for it. Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos. We want to hear about this. People are so hungry.
3 million copies sold. Someone's mind is blown.
Well, it's a bestseller in Canada, a bestseller in America, United States of America, and a bestseller in United Kingdom.
In England, right?
With all the rich
folks.
People. Yeah, are, you know, and it's like, how can, you know, and it's amazing, you know, every generation that doesn't know where things came from, you know, ends up losing it.
That's right.
And their focus gets off of the main thing, keeping the main thing the main thing. And so people are just desperate for the truth. They've gone to school for 12 years. They've gone to universities, maybe 4 years, maybe more, and they still don't have the answers. And so look at this. Think about it. These are those 12 rules he talks about in his book, Dr. Jordan Peterson. And the 12 rules are, the first one is stand up straight with your shoulders back. You're thinking like, so, you know, millions of you are watching his video.
3 million copies.
He's saying things that your mama told you or should have told you, but obviously didn't tell you because she was taking you to soccer practice, to ballet, to all these other classes, when the best thing she probably could have done was like do the dishes, do the homework, and get yourself a cut in some yards or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, stand up with your shoulders back. And he talks about that. You know, obviously it shows confidence, and you look at yourself differently. When you're actually, your posture is different. He talks about that. The second one rule he says in his book is treat yourself like someone you're responsible for helping.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's good.
Because how often do people in your own family treat a complete stranger better than they treated you?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
right.
And they pick up the phone, like, hello? Like,
or you yourself.
Who is that you're talking to on the phone, right?
You yourself. Yeah. I mean, you're in the lifestyle of giving and helping and supporting people. You're always taking care of someone else, but you're always probably neglecting yourself. You gotta be responsible for yourself, your health.
I think that's
your
good
happiness,
role.
Your joy. Yeah,
that's
I think
a great
so.
Role. So you think, like, my goodness, I feed my dog twice a day. I take him to the vet, but I don't feed myself right.
Feed yourself.
And
take
I don't
care
take
yourself.
Myself to the doctor. And it's like, oh my goodness. So he talks about in the book, another rule he talks about is number three is make friends with people who want the best for you.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's, you
know,
good.
I talk about some of that, you know, in my book, I Will Fight, you know. 10 strategies to success.
Get your copy today.
If they're not for your success, they are not your friend.
That's right.
Even when they say they are.
That's right.
That's a bad addiction you need to break for the relationship.
Break it fast.
Rule number four is compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to someone else today.
Today.
You know, and the thing is that you're increasing little by little. If you just focus on what you were yesterday, you're better than you were yesterday.
That's the problem of probably 90% of people. The Bible says those who compare themselves by themselves are not wise.
Right.
So they're constantly trying to achieve this envy thing that someone else has. I'm like, you know what? Start with yourself.
I mean, you can only be the best you. You can't
That's
be
it.
A best of them.
That's it.
Although people try that.
They try that.
And so people, listen, millions of people are watching his videos. 3 million people, you're saying, bought his book. Bestseller, Canada, United States of America, and United Kingdom. People are desperate for the truth because they have all this political correctness, all these things that are not true, you know, ups, down, downs, up, rights, left, right. I think he talked about this in the Bible. He's calling things that are right, wrong, and wrong, right. Mm. But he also says in
number five,
he says, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them.
Mm. People allow that?
Man. I wish that would have known that one early on.
You didn't
right?
know that one?
All right, yeah. You know, I was like, you know, just let things just kind of go. I was like, I don't think I'm liking them right now. Okay, so it was like brilliant, right? Because you need to have a relationship with your children. Good rule.
Good rule.
Number six is set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world.
That's a good one now.
It definitely humbles you when you realize you've got to get your life straight before you can help others.
I think the Bible says something about that. Get the plank out of your eye before you get the tree out of someone else's
right. But people are in tears hearing this when Dr. Jordan speaks, just sharing these things. And he's confronting people. And it's so important. We need people that love us enough to speak truth to us. because those are the ones that will challenge us. Mm-hmm. Rule six says, you set your house in order. We just talked about that. Number seven is pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. And expedient is kind of how things go, especially the 30 mm-hmm. and below. I mean, that's been happening quite a bit. And so you're looking at the number eight is tell the truth or at least don't lie. Is that good?
It's very good.
Well, no, if you can't tell,
just don't lie. Just don't lie.
Don't say nothing. Why? Number nine is assume that the person you are listening to might know something that you don't.
Mm, that's great.
And that's so good. These are good because it's a new thing and it's truly, you can learn so much. And they could be wrong about a lot of things, but they might be right about some things.
That's right.
And you can always learn. At least you get better in what you know. When you listen to people and what they know,
different argument.
You can compare the two, yes. Rule number 10 is be precise in your speech. That's very good. I mean, it's one thing that Dr. Jordan Peterson does. He's very thoughtful. He's very analytical. He connects his thoughts much more than we do.
Oh, yes. He takes his time.
We're trying.
We're trying. We're working on it.
Rule 11 is do not bother children when they're skateboarding. I think that's about, you know, realizing that's a dangerous sport and that they'll get hurt. But we all have to explore. We all have to learn that hurts, fire is hot,
That
you have consequences for your behavior, and you learn that.
Life is messy, isn't it?
Yeah, and you learn that. And the last one, 12th rule, is pet a cat when you encounter one on the street, which I think...
Help me out with that one.
Well, I think it's just like you pause for the moment. You know, live in the moment, you know, that you got to be able to...
Smell the roses.
I would say a dog. I don't think I wouldn't pet a cat. Yeah, but there's cat people, dog people, and that type of thing.
Sure.
But so people are gathering all around the world to hear Dr. Peterson talk and share this truth, and they're in tears as they're hearing it. As a matter of fact, he was speaking, he's invited by Dr. Farwell at Liberty University to speak to the 12,000 students who have been asking for him to come. Dr. Farwell, the leader of Liberty University, they have a convocation that meets once a week, I believe it is, and they come together and have speakers speak, and the student 12,000 people, I believe, students there, 12,000 population of students there. And they were gathered together and they asked specifically, you know, Dr. Peterson asked specifically, and so many people have spoke there, and it's in it. And so they brought him out to be able to speak. And so now, with all the things I've talked to you about how he's being demanded all around the world, millions of people are watching his video, his book's over 3 million sold, bestseller in the United States of America, Canada, and in the United Kingdom. They're all leaning forward, listening to what he has to say. People are desperate for the truth. Let's join Liberty University and understand, too, the people in college campuses and throughout America, at least the world, it's happening throughout the world. People are snuffing out truth. When somebody starts to speak truth, they yell over them, they protest over them, they scream, holler. They don't have a reasonable conversation about the mm-hmm. truth. And in the middle of all that, he's been speaking bold truth that he knows is truth. Let's join at Liberty University, the convocation, as Dr. Jordan Peterson is speaking to the student body there.
I think it's such a black and white comparative of what's happening right now in so many institutes of higher learning versus maybe one of the reasons where we're seeing an unlikely growth, what other people are seeing, just really decline. This is a video in 2016 where you came down to meet with some students from your university at the University of Toronto. I think it's also a perfect echo of Cambridge last week, this inviting you by calling you close-minded. And the irony of that they would be close-minded to hear you out. But this right here is pretty much the same vein, just this idea that an institute of higher learning would be afraid to hear someone out, would be afraid to just come and listen to new ideas. Let's watch this video, and I'd love to get some comments from you about it.
Tell you a couple of things about what this isn't about, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about sexual politics. It's not my primary concern. What I'm going to talk about is freedom of speech, and I want to tell you a few things about freedom of speech, okay? Because I've been thinking about this very carefully. I've been thinking about this very carefully over the last 2 weeks. And it's partly because of the videos that I've made. But also,
so why do you think people are so afraid to just hear someone out? Or why drown out, try to white noise? Maybe a thought that you might disagree with, but certainly you don't need to be disrespectful. You're such a champion for freedom of speech because you believe there are things to be said that can really affect someone's life in a positive way.
Well, one of the things that it's necessary to understand is that inside the philosophical confines of the postmodernist movement, as it manifests itself in universities currently, is that it's very, very important to understand this, because otherwise you don't know what you're facing. There is no debate about free speech, because for the postmodernists, especially the ones that have a Marxist leaning, there is no such thing as free speech. Because you see, in order for there to be free speech, there have to be sovereign individuals, not mere members of a group. And in the postmodernist world, there are no sovereign individuals. That's a Judeo-Christian, oppressive, Western, patriarchal, arbitrary presupposition. It's your group identity that's primary and paramount. You don't have ideas and thoughts. You have what you've been socially conditioned to believe. And the exchange of ideas is nothing but a power game that's played between groups of people who are opposing each other for predominance on the world stage. That's it. And so it's not a debate about the value of free speech. That's a trivial debate in some sense. It's a debate about whether free speech itself actually constitutes a genuine phenomenon. And classically speaking, what we presume is that each of us are sources of information, let's say. It might be our opinions, it might be our knowledge. And that through honest discourse, through truth, essentially, we can negotiate an agreement that will be, if not to our mutual benefit, which would be optimal, at least capable of establishing something approximating peace. And all of that idea, all of those ideas are under, I would say, serious assault by the postmodernist types in the modern universities. And so the reason that I was shut down at that free speech protest, let's say, which, by the way, was an open mic event. All those people that were there who were trying to shut me down had the opportunity to speak after I spoke. And the noise you heard was a white noise generator, which was far louder than appeared on the video. And the reason that I was speaking forcefully, let's say, or perhaps even somewhat angrily by the end, was because not only was the white noise generator...
My name is David Lee Laoshu. I'm unwell. I need help. I just wanted to meet you.
I'm unwell. I called 911.
I hope that you
get up there.
I want to be well.
Find the help that you need.
My God, I want to know him better.
My name is David. I need help. I'm not well. I want to know God better. People are desperate. People are desperate, desperate for the truth. They want the truth. And they have all this information that they want at their fingertips. They can search for anything, tons of information, social media. It's coming at them 24/7. I mean, all the stuff that's happening in regards to their bombardment of information overload that's taking place, politics, education, global warming, global cooling, climate change, the Green Deal, the new Green Deal, gender dysphoria, world markets, media, education, social media, Google, Facebook, YouTube, streaming, sports, movie, government, becoming entertainment 24/7. I mean, people are inundated with knowledge and information, but they don't know the truth. Information is not truth. Knowledge is not truth. And David is crying. Could you feel that in your heart? Like, man, you just wanted to help David and embrace him? Well, listen, even Dr. Jordan Peterson doesn't know the truth. He knows of God. He's honest about what he knows. But he doesn't believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he talks about that. And you have to actually, Jesus is the only way to God. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God except through him. So he is truth. In the beginning was God, and was the Word, and the Word became God, and the Word became flesh, and the Word dwelt amongst man. The Word is truth. The truth is Word. Jesus is truth. It's his world. He's not an optional God. He is God. You have to understand that. So you're looking at people trying to find truth, trying to find God in other ways. And so this man sees Jordan Peterson, who's talking about these 12 rules for life, and he's seeing people go to him, and he's speaking things that stimulate your mind, and it's very good things that he's talking about. But in regards to the ultimate truth, he says, I want to know God. Jordan Peterson doesn't know God. He's probably a good man, but he doesn't know God. He says that I don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Dr. Farwell says, we'll help you at lunch and explain that to you. But understand this. How can you help them? Jesus said this. He said very specifically, he says in a parable, he says, a man went out to scatter seed. And he tells one particular part of that. He says he scattered seed amongst the thorny bushes, and that the thorn bushes, they grew up and they choked out the truth. They choked out the word. You think about it, they choked out the truth. So you couldn't hear the truth. You couldn't hear the word. And right now, he says, the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, our perception of the economy, socialism versus communism versus democracy versus the republic, I mean, all this stuff about how people are perceiving wealth, like 1% has all the money of the 99%, all that kind of stuff, that's choking out truth. And the cares of life, all this political bombardment and this Green Deal and all this stuff, people are just being overwhelmed. But you know what? In the midst of all this information, in the midst of all this stuff that you could YouTube and Google and Yahoo and search and stream and all that, there is truth in there somewhere. But they're trying to overload it. They're trying to put so much information out there that you can't find it, or you doubt it when you find it. And the way truth works is, Jesus says, unless a seed falls to the ground, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground, it will never bear fruit. So it literally has to fall to the ground. Think about it. Be put under the earth, and then at that point, it's going to grow up as a harvest. You have to literally fall to the ground. The seed has to die, and then once the seed dies, it produces something. Jesus said, you know, unless you deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me, unless you die to yourself, your own thoughts and desires, and lay it all down at the cross. See, when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, Lord means this. He is the leader of your life. You talk to him because he's giving you your next instruction for what you're going to do. That's why we always talk about abiding. Go to iabide.org and get your abiding plan, because he is the truth. He will reveal the truth to you. But one way it works is you have to, he says, unless the seed falls to the ground and dies, it will not bear fruit. He says, when this farmer scattered the seed, that was the word of God. That was truth. But the truth, the seed has to grow into something, has to become something. There's something inside of you once you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life called the kingdom of God that has to be watered, and it takes time. It's a process of growing things out. So it's not overnight. You're not going to, when a baby's drinking milk from its mother, it doesn't, it's not drinking a bigger arm, a bigger brain, or a bigger body. It's drinking substance that goes into what already is inside of that child. And that substance makes what's in that child grow. And what happens is when you humble yourself, and this is the difficult thing in today's time, you have to humble yourself. And humility can be defined as this, you know, total dependency on God and respect for other people. And it's, you know, a person who's prideful is never going to get the truth. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So you literally have to humble yourself. You have to fall to the ground. You know, you have to die to yourself. He says, unless the seed dies, it will bear no harvest. And so you literally pick up your cross like Jesus, and you just follow the Lord. You deny yourself. You're not always trying to manipulate God. You're just totally just trusting God. That's why you get in the scriptures to find out how the truth is going to operate in your life. Jesus is the truth. He's the light. He's the way. And as David cried out on the stage at Liberty University, if you can feel that in your heart, what it is that that's Christ in you wanting to meet his need for food and substance that Dr. Jordan Peterson couldn't give him, because Dr. Jordan Peterson don't even know the truth. He has some great knowledge, great wisdom, some good stuff. I would definitely apply a lot of the stuff that he's talking about. But outside of Jesus Christ, it's fruitless. It's fruitless because the truth is Jesus Christ. Even Dr. Peterson confesses on that stage, and we'll make the whole thing available for you, as he's asking for truth. He's praying, you know, ask them to pray for him, and he's in tears, that he doesn't make a mistake. Well, that only happens if in Christ he gives his life fully over to the Lord and accepts the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But you, what about you or your children or your grandchildren? Have you been crying out for truth, and you streamed entertainment, you played so many games on your phone, you're sick, you played so many things, you know, you're just empty inside. And what life is demanding from you, you got to perform. You got to get a job. You got to do well. You got to be able to progress in life. And you don't know any of that information. All you know is you're dying inside because you don't know how to do that. They didn't teach you how to do that in universities. You know, something that you would learn in God, in the church, if the church is moving in the context of the family that we're supposed to be. Well, listen, you can get this whole message. I just spoke about it at the Dream Center. We'll make it available to you. You can request it. Go to vfnkb.com and just request it. Say you would like the message on desperate for truth, because you or somebody you know would like to be able to have this message. We'll make it available to you online. We'll make it available to you, but you can stream it. But it's going to fill you in with every detail, because God's designed you to be hungry for the truth. It's not wrong for David to cry out for truth. My goodness, that was a place to be, because all the Christians that were there. But you know what? There were students from Liberty University that were crying that same cry. They were looking at the same videos of Dr. Jordan Peterson. They were watching reading the same books, and they're still crying out. And it's like, truth is found in Jesus Christ. And listen, if you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you want to be introduced to the truth to begin the journey, two things. Go to meetmyfather.org. Well, we actually shared our stories, and you can find out how we met God, and you can too. Second thing is begin to abide with him. You can go to iabide.org and find out how to do that. And you need to get discipled to learn about the truth. And you can do that at vinefellowshipnetwork.org and get on the mail. So I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray right now over that person that's desperate for truth. God, Lord, encounter them, Lord. Dreams and visions, Father God. Encounter them, Jesus. Let them know how much you love them, that you care for them, Lord God. They give their life to you. Pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, I want you in my life. I want the truth. I want you, Jesus. You're the Lord of my life. I'm all yours in Jesus' name. Welcome to the family. Write to us. We want to give you some information. Right now, we just want to pray right now. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Bless our audience, God. And Lord, I ask you right now that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is, loving God, love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.